What's up, my coffee fanatics? Are you pumped? I'm pumped. Can you hear it in my voice? I'm so pumped because guess what? It's iced coffee season. Yeah. I'm so hyped, dude. Like, I really love warm coffee. Everyone knows that because I talk about it way more than I probably should. But I love a good iced coffee. And lucky for me and for you, iced coffee from Life Boost is smooth as hell. It's super smooth. And if you're wondering if I've already had 20 cups of it, then ding, 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 ding. You're right. I'm hyped. This could be you. Aren't you hyped? So much shit could get done. You could be cleaning your room. You could be organizing your bookshelf. You could be running a marathon, all spurred by Life Boost coffee. Now, you need to get a code because you want this energy. You want this hypeness. You want this summer Life Boost iced coffee good goodness. Stuff that's not going to hurt your tummy because it's low acidic. You know what that means? It means low acid, baby. And low acid means no more tummy aches for you. At least not from Life Boost. Maybe from that binger you went on last night. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. And if you did, you need energy from Life Boost. So here's a code. UNMASKEDPOD. Share it with your friends. Share it with your mom. Share it with your grandma. Share it with your grandpa. Share it with your aunt. Share it with your uncle. Don't share it with your little cousin. They probably don't need it. For those of you who are hard of hearing or bad at listening, like myself, that's UNMASKEDPOD. Don't forget it. Don't forget it unless you don't like saving money. And if you don't like saving money, forget it. Bye.
In a world of ordinary, it's time to unmask the extraordinary with Unmasked the Podcast. With host Brandon Zimmerman.
Welcome to Unmasked the Podcast.
I feel like you're my nose, man. Just about everything about me.
Eye candy of the night, 100%.
Sarah Zimmerman.
I want to be on the back end of RTV and just like,
right. I saw Amanda Nunes and I'm pretty sure I fell in love with her. I want to just be her.
It's time to unmask your true potential.
Welcome to Unmask the Podcast. Welcome to Unmask the Podcast. That's Sarah's impersonation of me. Do I sound like that for real?
I have been told that my impression of you is spot on. So that's exactly what you sound like.
Who told you that?
People.
Fucking liars.
It was people.
That's what I'd say if I was just talking on my ass.
It was Jamie and Heather, okay? Don't call them
liars. Wrong.
They're wrong. I am super hyped to be here today because this is your week right before your fight.
Yeah, we are 7 days out.
And we're going to play kind of a game, but we're going to play Pass the Pencil, which sounds...
Pass the duchy to the left-hand side?
But what it is we're gonna ask each other a question. We'll just take turns. So my question for you to start us off, since I have the pencil, obviously, is where is your head at right now?
Head up in the clouds like Zeus. Eminem. You said that and my mind immediately went to head up in the clouds like Zeus. People say you went the goat up and down like who?
Stop.
Honestly, I feel pretty good because my weight is in really good shape right now. I lost almost 10 pounds this camp.
So that's really awesome.
Yeah,
I literally looked at you the other day and I was like, God damn, you got like super thin, like fast. And it wasn't that you were like fat at all.
I've been eating like a motherfucker still. Like, I just haven't been eating shit. It's really
weird. You don't
weird.
Eat shit anyway.
I know, but like I haven't like overeaten on tortilla chips or anything like that. Like sometimes I do on an off season. But I've been training stupid hard. And like what's really interesting is like, because I was 160 pounds at start of camp. I'm 150.4 right now. And I was like,
So you're planning on, you're fighting at 140?
Yeah.
So you're planning on losing 10 this week from water? Okay, okay.
And I was kind of worried about it because I was like, man, because I gained some like extra weight lifting. And I was like, man, this is going to suck. Let's do it at 140, so 35. This is the weight I started at for 35. It's about 140, now 150 for the week of. So it was interesting that like I lost so much weight so fast. And I even had 1 week where I actually gained half a pound because, like, it was whenever Paul came in and Jared got married and we ate different things and I didn't have rounds that Sunday. So then, like, I gained half a pound. I was like, son of a bitch. I went backwards. And it's like I always have 1 week in fight camp where I always go backwards for, like, half a pound. And then the next week I lost 2.5 pounds. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So, yeah, it was really weird. And I feel good, and I've lost as much weight, which is pretty cool. So
that's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. Wilbur's super hyped for you.
He's very confident in me.
All right, let's pause, and you can let him out. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to pass the pencil to you. Now you have to ask me a question.
And now that I have the pencil, we didn't disclaim this is BSBS number 16.
Well, people don't understand that by now, then I guess welcome. Yeah. This is BS with BS, and this is where Brandon and I, my name is Sarah. If you don't know me, hello, my name is Sarah, and this is Brandon, my husband. And for these podcasts, BS with BS, we literally just talk about bullshit. Anything that we feel like we need to talk about that isn't like our marital issues.
Correct. You will not be getting any marital issues, therapy, advice, or anything from us in this podcast. This is not what this is about. So my question, and I want to talk to you because you're doing a kick-ass job. Because it's really good. You started your Misfit Mechanics Instagram page, and you're really good at making content. I know it's a lot of work, but you're really fucking good at it.
Thank you.
For one thing, drop that Instagram page right now.
It is Misfit Mechanics, and it's spelled M-I-S-S fit, like, because I identify as a woman.
A fit queen.
As a fit queen, and it's mechanics, and it's basically... The idea, the premise behind it is just like making a page for people who don't really understand like their cars or kind of don't want to ask stupid questions. So my slogan is Misfit Mechanics, where misfits are welcome and dumb questions are required, because I basically went into, I would always go into the shop to bring my car in for like maintenance and stuff. And I always had really shitty cars. And they always needed work. And I always felt like I was trying, like everybody was trying to pull one over on me. And then I would immediately call my dad and be like, are they really, like, is this really as like expensive? You know, do brake pads really cost $2,500? And my dad would be like, well, you probably need rotors. You probably need this. And I didn't know what any of it meant. So I've kind of rerouted my life into kind of just dedicating myself to helping people feel, give them a safe space to ask questions that they may feel dumb about asking. Like, I've run into many people who are just like, I've never opened my hood before. And that's not uncommon. And you're not alone. And like finding a safe space for them. I want to give them a safe space to be like, where is my hood latch? What is a cabin air filter? Like, what do I air my tires up to? And that's kind of what that page is dedicated to. And then hopefully eventually I'll open a shop that is, you know, that where people who just feel like a misfit at any other automotive shop will come in and feel safe and welcome and, you know, not judged and bias free. So thank you for letting me talk about that.
Yeah. So one of the things, and so I grew up just knowing some basic knowledge about cars, because my dad did a pretty good job of teaching me that stuff. So I had no idea that somebody wouldn't know how to like jump their car.
Right.
And like, I remember one time you told me after you were doing rent and one of your castmates needed his car jumped.
And you were like, I needed my car
jumped. You needed, that's right, you needed the car
jumped.
And they
didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know where that is. And you're like, it's right here. Like, to me, it's like, that's basic information.
Yeah, and
it was interesting to me that they didn't, it was interesting to me that they didn't know that. And I was like, oh, wow, that's wild to me.
Yeah, I mean, it is to me too, because I grew up with kind of like the same idea where my dad would, you know, teach me all the things. And like, I just always grew up. My dad was a mechanic. He was a mechanic for his brother and his racing team up in Michigan. Then he worked for GM as a engineer for forever, my whole childhood, basically. I didn't know my uncle's racing team and him when he would do there. It was like called Hoffman and Hoffman or something. It was really delightful. But I didn't know, I didn't know about that side of it until like a couple of years ago. And then I realized like, oh, that's, my dad has just always been underneath the car, always working on it. And so he would basically hound me and hound me and hound me to like check my oil, check my coolant, make sure that my, like, everything's running smoothly. Like, do I hear any weird noises? And then kind of figuring that out. And then I realized like, oh, an oil change at the shop is this much, and maybe I can do it for this much because I'm a broke bitch, you know? And I just didn't realize, either that people didn't understand, like never popped their hood in their life. And I have not a mentor, but someone who I really look up to is Patricia Banks, and she runs She Canic out of Philadelphia, or out of, yeah, Pennsylvania. I think it's in Philly. And she was saying how we invest hundreds and thousands of dollars in these cars. Like, we buy them for, I mean, like, Logan was $13,000. Like, that's a big investment for me to not take care of. And I mean, I'm about to put out a video about how basic car maintenance is efficient, like, helps protect not just your investment but the planet, and how you can do that. And something as simple as like changing your own air filter is really important to how your car runs. And I know that's really annoying, but like, think of it as like your dog. You know, you wouldn't not take your dog to the vet. Like, if your dog has an issue, then you take them to the vet. If your car has an issue or needs basic maintenance or, you know, whatever, then you have to take it to a mechanic or you have to do it yourself. So I want to be the person who is able to like help people realize that, maybe, you know, make a little, make more people aware of that. And then, like I said, give them a safe space where they feel like I'm going to be open, honest, and help them understand what kind of work I would be doing to their car if need be. And, you know, give them fair and upfront pricing and just work with them.
And if you have to take your dog to the vet, take him to the vet. Don't do it yourself.
Don't also get pet insurance.
Different, like, skill set.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it yourself.
Yeah. My question was going to be, what is your page about? Just to give a clarification, but you did a pretty nice job breaking it down.
Thanks.
So
okay.
Here's the Dutchie.
The Dutchie?
Pass the Dutchie.
The Dutchie. Oh, it is 420 today.
It is 420.
Hey.
Happy 420.
We don't have a Dutchie, so we are sober, sadly. And Indiana, we could really use some legalization of that sweet, sweet, good, good green. But here we are.
Also, why is it cold out when it's supposed to be spring?
Is that your question for Mother Nature?
That's my question for all of our listeners.
Okay. So my next question for you is, I think your weight is really on. Where are you? Like, I think I asked this earlier. I was like, I know you're really hyped about your weight. You're ready to go. Like, what is your game plan for this week? It's usually not go, go, go. It's
slow. I mean, this week I'm training 3 days this week, and it's going to be pretty tapered down. I mean, tomorrow, I guess technically, will be 4 days. I'm going to train a little bit tomorrow, but I'm going to probably do some yoga, honestly, keep my body right. So I put it through hell for 5 weeks.
I have a follow-up question.
Okay. But, watch what I eat, watch my sodium intake, because I got to make weight Thursday. There's a media day on Thursday, make weight on Friday. Media day is Thursday. So I'll be cutting weight, what I have left on Thursday night, to make weight by 2 p.m. on Friday. which is really cool because Artist Scrap does it all. Like, we're staying in a hotel, and the weigh-ins are at the hotel. So I can literally just, like, walk out of my room and go weigh in, which is fucking awesome.
They just bring the scale to your room.
Yeah, they're like, here, do this. Cool. Nice. Perfect.
My follow-up question is, because of the way that my brain works, so leading up to a fight, I know that I'm supposed to take it easy, but exercise helps my anxiety so much that taking it easy the week of is really hard because I want to be able to move and I want to be able to do things that make me feel comfortable, and routine makes me feel comfortable, and going to places like Crew Fit that I have, one, fallen in love with that place, and two, the reason is because it makes me feel like I can be myself 1,000%. So, like, going to places like that that make me feel comfortable, make me feel like I'm home, make me feel some sort of control, I guess, is really important to me. But that's hard because then the week of the fight, I'm supposed to be taking it easy. So how are you managing your anxiety? Which I know in my head, I'm like, girl, he don't have no anxiety. What are you fucking talking about? But
like a stone cold killer. No, I'm kidding. I mean, for me, like, if I know, like, just for instance, on like a normal day, when I'm not training fights or anything like that, I just want to go and get a workout because, like you said, it's like a safe place and y'all are friends are there and it's a part of the routine, and I don't want to just go home and loaf because I feel bad mentally about that, right?
We shouldn't. We should not feel bad about sitting at home. That's
you're not wrong.
Chaotic.
But sometimes it's chaotic because I do feel that way some days. You know, I'm like, why am I sitting on my ass? I should be up training. I should be doing this. But sometimes you have to take those days. But for me, I will go to the gym and go, okay, I am just going to do fitness and fundamentals and hit the bag at my own pace. I'm not going to kill myself because it's my pace. It's my round. It's how I want to do it. Or if it's jiu-jitsu, I'll say I'm either not going to roll, or I'm going to roll lighter or only roll two or three rounds instead of five, or and be very picky about who I roll with.
I was going to say, I don't like it when you say I'm going to roll, because I'm like, man, it stresses me out to have you be like, I'm going to go in. Like today you were like, I thought about going to comp training, and I'm like, bro, don't. Like, don't even risk that. But I get it because...
Yeah, well, I'm not going to this week. It's a little more crucial that I don't, I feel like.
It's frustrating, too, because it's like, okay, so I have this week to take it easy, quote unquote. So what would I do if I were to, like, just chill and relax? It's like, oh, I want to eat, like, popsicles and ice cream, but you can't even do that. So yeah. It's like, now I have to find a whole new alternative to, you know, vegging out. What does that mean? Like, are you going to, like, treat yourself to, like, a bath and, like, a pedicure? Like, what?
Yeah, I'll probably take a bath. But I got that bubble bath Epsom salt for us.
Yeah, I used it last night. It was smelling good.
I mean, we're going to go to the movies tonight.
Mm-hmm, but we can't eat popcorn.
Well, we never eat popcorn.
Yeah, but the option is kind of there.
Yeah, but...
It's so good.
It is good.
It's so good. And when I put snow caps in it... Oh.
I've been getting like all the Facebook like reels of like chocolate-covered stuff. At, like, the most intense rate.
You're not pushing away food, though, that much, you said. I mean, this week you will be probably a little bit more, but it's not to the point where, like, you're dreaming of your weigh-in meal.
Dreaming of, like, Oreos and stuff, yeah.
Because that's what it was. Like I said, I've told this story a million times, but, like, when I weighed in, not last time, but the time before that, was, like, I was dreaming of sugar plums. But in the form of, like, I wanted a PB&J Uncrustable with Oreos and Doritos. Or sure. It was popcorn, I think. But
yeah. No, but, you know, like I said, unwinding. We're going to go to the movies tonight. I'll play some video games, chill out, you know, catch up on Final Fantasy VII, which I've already been playing some. So I might read some more. I do things that I enjoy that aren't necessarily the gym that I do. Put on hold. You know, I joined up on that app I downloaded for language learning and stuff like that, and I might do some more Duolingo, keep the owl happy, you know, all those things. So those are all things that I do when I'm not training, I just don't do them as much because training takes up a big part of my time. So.
Okay. I'm passing you the pencil now.
I now have the pencil.
Do you even have a question for me?
What is it? I guess like what your Instagram page, is that going to be like your
continue?
Well, that's the big thing.
You're obsessed.
That's the big thing you've been doing. It's really good.
It's kind of giving obsessed.
It's really good.
It's
though.
Not that great. It's literally really, got like 12 videos.
Well, 12 videos, and how long? Okay, how long do your videos take you?
So I really want. Like, this is going to sound really dumb. Posting the videos that I post and editing them takes 3 hours in a video, probably. And that's just editing. Well, okay, that's like filming, editing, et cetera. I kind of go through and, like, for instance, today I spent an hour creating content. But I kind of, so I've been in theater, my whole life. And the way that we do theater as a stage manager, it's built on spreadsheets. So when you do a theater show, you break it down into scenes and you work on those scenes. So like, okay, today is scene one. And who's in scene one? It's Penny, Honey, Brandon, and Caddy B. So those are the only people who need to show up for rehearsal.
Caddy P made it.
Congratulations. In scene two, it's just Brandon and Honey Bear. So tomorrow we're going to be working scene two. Penny and Caddy B don't need to be here that day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you break it all down like that, it makes it a little bit more digestible. And I've learned that that's kind of how I've had to do it. So today I wrote a script, and then each like video that I need to take, I look at the script, I say, okay, this line is going to have this video next to it or with it while it's going. This is the video I need. Okay, so for instance, my Earth Day video that I'm going to try and do is my intro, and that intro is this video that I'm going to take. It's just like B-roll of me rolling around in the grass, let's say. And then my intro speaking is like, hey, like you guys – I love my planet. Like, I know you do too. Here's some tips on how you can take care of that. And what does that segment look like? So then I go into my spreadsheet and I say, here's all of the dialogue that I want. And here's on the right hand side. And then on the left hand side, this is really stupid in depth. Sorry. On the left hand side, it's here's the each scene laid out like a storyboard almost. So if you've ever seen a storyboard, I watch like a lot of behind the scenes stuff for like Disney movies. They do a lot of storyboard rough drafts where it's literally just like stick figures or just a really rough drawing of the Aladdin cave scene. And like, here's how I want it to play out. Let's go animate that. Let's go. It's weird, but it probably is way too in depth that I really shouldn't need to do that. But for my sanity, that's what it does. So.
Well, you're making quality. So
am I?
Yes. Don't argue.
The sound is off. It drives me crazy. I don't like having to put music to all of my videos, which I really shouldn't have to, but I do it because it helps bump the popularity, I guess, of it. Hashtags are hard for me. Just like feeling comfortable in front of the camera is hard for me. Trying to think like who's my target audience is really frustrating and hard. Yeah. It's just really hard. It's a lot of stuff that I'm trying to figure out.
Well, but you're still learning, and also people think that it's really easy to be a full-time content creator. It's a fucking full-time job.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really cool to watch and see people make really beautiful art with a one-minute video. Like telling really good stories with a 1 minute video. And to me, that's important because I love creating. So I don't know.
So you take 3 hours to make a 1 minute video?
It takes about 3 hours to make a 1 minute video for me.
I can't say
that's the same for everyone.
But that's what I'm saying though, is that it's still, whether it takes you 3 hours or 2 hours or an hour even, it's for a minute of content.
Yeah, it's a lot. But again, that's because of who I am, and I think I could probably get away with not doing that. I know a lot of people like doing B-roll footage, which is just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like filming you doing something. So like B-roll is me doing like an oil change with like words on it. That's kind of like B-roll. So B-roll is just like anything that you film that isn't you like looking right at the camera and really talking and like splicing together. But it's interesting. I will say you know how much I love learning things. And on top of learning all about automotive mechanics and stuff like that, I have to now learn how to be a creator and what that means. And a content creator isn't just someone who creates videos. It's someone who is now a marketing person and, you know, and online marketing and all of these other things that are kind of overwhelming, but like I'm trying really hard to just kind of take it in stride.
So B-roll is kind of like a montage.
So B-roll is if you've ever watched like someone and they're like sitting and typing on their computer and it says something like, I don't know, like think of something inspiring, like woke up today, wanted to go back to bed, didn't go back to bed, celebrated my win. You know, like,
sure.
And it's all in like those blocky letters. Or it would be like if you wanted to make B-roll for your fight, I would probably come in and just film you hitting the bag and then put like some really cool inspirational message with it. And then maybe put like good. She just threw a bear at the cat.
She's getting at something.
She's fine. She's literally just looking on the door. It would be like, you know, you hitting the bag and then. With every like kick, I would put like something in it. So B-roll is literally just like, it kind of like is the idea of being the fly on the wall, you know, where I'm like just watching you do your thing. And that's kind of what B-roll is. So as a mechanic, B-roll is just like me fixing a car and never looking at the camera and just like you from the vantage point of like a fly on the wall. If you were a fly on the wall of the shop, what would that look like? If you were at the gym and you were just, you know, oblivious to everything, what would it look like to have you just not imagine the camera being there? It's trying to be as natural as possible. And those shots are really important for Insta because you can put them on your story and do like a 30-second clip, or you can splice them together, like you said, and do a montage. Or so B-roll footage is really important. And like my biggest struggle right now is just organizing all of that shit. It's hard. It's really hard to keep it all organized and to make sure that like you don't look at the camera, because I like looking at the camera. Or if I do, like what is that going to be used then for? You know, how am I going to use that specific video for? But this is way too in depth that it didn't need to go that bad, but.
It's okay.
Okay.
The people know.
All right.
I feel like I asked you like four questions in that one question because I was piggybacking off every question.
That's fair. I guess we should talk about that too, because Paul came. That was so much fun. Paul is the best.
Yeah, he's a cute
kid. He's so great. Introducing Paul to things in Indiana was really lovely because it was like I was so annoying because I was like, do they have this in Germany? So, okay, let me just preface it this. Paul is my daughter Hannah's boyfriend, and he is from Germany and was in Atlanta or is in Atlanta currently for school. And he's been there for a month, and it's been really fun to see him experience stuff in America because I think we take a lot of stuff for granted, and it's just been really interesting. For instance, he has gone to the shooting range, and like both of us, you and I, both grew up in the fucking sticks. So shooting guns is just like, oh yeah.
I was born, they handed me a gun.
Pretty much same.
They said, now that you're 0.5 hours old,
yes,
here's a gun.
Or they were always like, there's a rifle over there with a sock on the end of it, on the butt, like don't touch it. And you just knew like not to touch it. Or there's always guns everywhere in the house. Like, and they were always terribly hidden. So there was like one over in the corner. There was definitely one underneath the couch, which is chaotic because it was also where all of my like kid board games were too. So I would be like, hey, like to my friend, I'd be like, hey, do you want to play a game? Like, do you want to play Candyland? And they'd be like, yeah. And I'd go to get it and I'd be like, oh, wait, that's the rifle. Let's not play that game.
Let's play Candyland.
So, I mean, gun safety was always also something that we learned very early. I mean, that was before I even touched a gun, was gun safety.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Like, you never point this at anyone. Like, I don't even care if you're joking around. Like, you never point it at. I was, oof, that was a big lesson.
Unless you want to kill them, you literally don't point it at them.
Yep, that was the lesson. And it was just interesting. So, that being said, it was interesting to see Paul, like, doing that and him enjoying that. That was fun to watch. Even though, like, now I'm kind of like, I don't really need a gun in my life, but like seeing him enjoy it was funny because
yeah,
was, like,
well, new experience. So,
yeah, that's, you know, exactly. It was just fun thing, to watch someone have a new experience, and he did get to shoot some really cool ones, like a fucking German. What was that?
I think it was a German Mauser.
That was cool.
Yeah,
that was kind of fun.
That's like a sniper rifle type of
that's
of thing.
Dope.
I think it's 8mm magazine ammo, I think. But yeah, I only know that because the movie Enemy at the Gates was World War II.
Okay,
and
okay.
The Russian sniper had the Mosin-Nagant, and then the German sniper had the Mauser.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain that's correct.
But moving away from hot button issues. he said they don't have corn on the cob in Germany, which I'm like, sussy, but okay, I trust him.
A little weird.
So, right. I was like, what, you don't have corn in Germany? He's like, no, we have corn. It's just in a can. And I'm like, what the hell? So immediately, now this is in April. So I went to the store and I was like, there has to be corn on the cob somewhere. And I found some, but it's April and it's not corn on the cob season. So if you've ever had corn on the cob in the height of the summer, that shit is so good. It slaps so hard. And you just, I mean, I can taste it in my mouth right now. It's so good.
Smarter than
like
some butter.
And it's like running down your face. And it's paired with that sweet, sweet, almost sugar type corn. That sweet corn. Ooh, that shit's good. Okay, so that's what we wanted Paul to have. But what Paul got was
he didn't get
the
real
worst
experience.
Corn I have ever tasted. And bless his heart, he really tried hard to eat it. And I was like, I almost slapped it out of his hand after I tasted mine. I was like, this isn't it. This is shit.
This is not America.
This is absolute garbage. Spit it out. So we got to show him that. And then he didn't know about s'mores.
Yeah.
And Jared was so sweet and had us come over and we got to cook s'mores. And Jared had Oreos and we tried that. And that was really fun. I got him Albany's gummy bears. These are the best gummy bears.
They're pretty good, yeah.
And you took him to Costco. How'd that go?
Well, they don't have a Costco in Germany, so yeah. That was fun. But it was interesting because he's like 19. We talked about housing, how expensive.
He's so sweet. I absolutely adore that kid. He's awesome.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I bought him a hot dog and a Sammy and a soda pop.
Nice. That's so fun. Yeah, it was really fun. Paul's the best. So yeah. Anyway, that was really fun. And
that
then,
was our excitement a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And I felt bad because the week that he came up to Indiana, all the foreign exchange kids from Germany in his program were going, they like got a vacation week, quote unquote. So they got like a Thursday through the Monday off and they could kind of like do whatever they wanted. And he said that his roommate he was staying with went to New York and then a lot of the other kids are going to Miami. And I'm like, oh my God, Paul, I'm so sorry. In Indiana.
It was also kind of cold. Like, sorry you had
it
to
was
come to the
cold. It's Indiana.
Yeah.
It's like not ideal.
The belly button of the United States.
But he seemed very happy.
Yeah.
And my parents came and met him, and that was like a whole trip.
We
and we
yolk.
Were all like,
yolk
yeah,
that
yolk
morning.
Was so good.
Yolk is awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Brecky.
So that was really fun. And then he went home with, Hannah took him home and stuff, but I just hope he comes back. And I hope that we'll be able to go to Germany, which is something that I never thought I'd say. But I hope we'll be able to go to Germany and visit him and meet his family and experience Germany and all the crazy shit they have.
I just want to travel to different countries, so it'd be an excuse to go to Germany. Why not?
Yeah. So, I like it. Okay, I don't think I have... I think those are the only questions I have. Do you have any more questions for me?
Not really, because I asked you like four questions in that one question to kind of piggyback on them, because I really like what you're doing with your mechanic stuff, and I think you're doing a really good job, and I think you need to quit naysaying yourself, because you do great.
That's really not hard. A question. That's just lecturing.
I'm just holding the pencil, so I'm just talking. But I think you do a really great job, honey, and I'm really proud of you for doing it. So. Thanks, babe. Of course.
Okay, give me the pencil.
Shut the fuck
up. Fucking questions for me. My question for you is, once you're done with the fight, what are you looking forward to eating?
Well,
besides Mexican chips and queso, obviously.
I think like we talked about going to Yolk for breakfast, or something like that. I think a good brekkie place, and just closing it. I want 7,000 eggs. Now, I want a stack of pancakes. I want a giant stack of pancakes. Like the stack of pancakes that Max ate in a Goofy movie. Or no, Goofy had the pancakes.
No, I was like...
Because Max had the eggs and bacon.
Oh, yeah, with the happy face. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Goofy had the giant stack of pancakes and the syrup was just like drizzling off of it.
Pancakes or waffles?
I'm a pancake boy.
Ice cream or cake?
Ice cream cake.
Don't start this shit.
Listen, Whole Foods had like the Latin American stuff sitting out, like all like right as soon as I walked in, there's a giant piece of tres leche, the best cake ever. And for my B-day this next month, I'm getting a big old honking piece of cake.
Okay. I mean, you'll get yourself a piece of cake. But
I don't know the origins of tres leche, but God bless whoever created that cake.
God bless them. So I have a question. They have a media day.
Yeah.
Are they going to interview you?
I know they're taking pictures and stuff like that, and they're just getting the information for, like...
Need, like, a fur coat that you're going to wear in?
Yeah, fur coat and a
with
cane.
Your jorts?
Oh, Jesus.
I've got a fur coat if you want to try it on.
Well, I think, like, they're just taking headshots, and they're asking, like... for the announcements and stuff like that. They posted something about, should we do a press conference? And I was like, please no. I just want to fight. Like, I don't want
to. Are you going to be like the Forrest Gump of the press conference where they're, Brandon Zimmerman over here. And you'll be like, yes. And they'll be like, what are you excited about? What are you hyped for with this fight? Are you ready to dominate your opponent? And you'll be like, I just want to fight.
I'm pretty tired.
I'm pretty tired.
I'd like to go home.
I'd like to go eat now. I feel like that would be you.
Yeah, that is me fight week, actually.
Yeah,
I'm pretty tired. I'd like to go eat.
I'd like to go eat. I'd like to go drink something, please. Yeah, I mean, you're not an outward chaotic human being.
No, I'm chill.
Yeah. So I want to be a fly on the wall for the press conference if they did it. I love that. I mean, it's interesting that they're trying to make it like a big thing. That's kind of fun. But
yeah. I mean, it's a pretty good organization. Art Scrap does 2 cards a year, and they put a lot of money into it. They put on a great show, and it's pretty cool to be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm excited that you're a part of it, because, I mean, I haven't heard you complain once about anything that they've been doing.
No,
they've
been great.
Yeah, that's really so great. Fun. That's super cool. And then I'm excited to have – we just interviewed Jacob, so you'll hear him next week, and that's really fun. And then we have a couple of really cool people lined up for – May and June, and we'll be doing more interviews, and I've reached out to a couple of people to hopefully do interviews with them, so I'm excited about that. And then, yeah, I mean, the weather is warming up, and you're going to be taking over the social media for podcast, which is kind of what you've already been doing, but you just mainly post memes, so
mostly memes, but I'm going to be working on, honestly, with Jacob about more media stuff and trying to get the word out there because, you know, we appreciate our listeners, but we need more of you. So yeah.
Tell people where they can find us.
Yeah. On IG, it's just I'm Ask the Podcast on Instagram. I'm Ask the Podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and everywhere else you get your podcast.
Whoa. That's right. Who are you?
I just listen to a lot of podcasts, is how they say it.
I know that a lot of you get to hear me pump up Life Boost, but in order to support us, you can buy their coffee or give their code to someone that you know, love, or maybe you don't like their coffee and you give it to someone you hate. I don't care. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever you do, give us code. That's UNMASKED
pod.
I always forget that part.
Yeah.
And then you can also rate, review us on any of those platforms that B just talked about. And just follow the Instagram page, because the more followers we have, the more we kind of can understand our audience better and who we can kind of tailor all of this to. So we're not just out here talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
Which will be later turned into, like, I always imagine this podcast, like, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know. I have, like, so many thoughts on it, but, like, Ira Glass does a This American Life about, like, found footage of our podcast and being like, you can tell, like, how their marriage is through the, and, like, it just, I don't know. I have, like, a weird nerd soft spot in my heart for anything NPR, so.
Sure, yeah.
It's problematic.
They could find something like that.
Cue to me crying, literally sobbing about the idea of just, like, meeting Ira Glass, meeting David Sedaris, meeting Terry Gross, meeting, oh my God, Robert Krowitz, Jad Abumrad. Like, I would break down crying. But if I were to meet, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, I'd be like, well, that's fun.
Oh, that guy from the Titanic?
Literally. But if I met Ira Glass, I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to cry. I got to go. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.